Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for February 25th, 2019, looking at the first portion of Acts chapter 5. Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property. With his wife's knowledge, he kept back part of the proceeds for himself. Then he brought a portion of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the proceeds of the land? Was it not yours before it was sold? And after it was sold, was not the money at your disposal? How could you plan such a wicked thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God." When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and died. Great fear gripped everyone who heard about it. The young men got up and wrapped up his body, and they carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, "Tell me, is this how much you got for the land?" "Yes," she said, "that was the price." Then Peter said to her, "How could you two agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who buried your husband are standing at the door. They will carry you out, too." Instantly, she fell down at his feet and died. When the young men came in, they found her dead. Then they carried her outside and buried her beside her husband. Great fear gripped the whole church and all who heard about these things. Many signs and wonders were done among the people through the hands of the apostles. With one mind, they all continued meeting in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared to join them, but the people held them in high regard. More and more believers in the Lord were added to their group, large numbers of both men and women. As a result, people were even carrying the sick into the streets and laying them on cots and mats, so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. Crowds also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and all of them were healed. This is the word of our God. You might recall that at the end of chapter 4, that man named Joseph, who is nicknamed Barnabas, translated son of encouragement, or maybe that was just his nickname, who was a Levite, had kind of made that practice of selling some property and bringing the money in and placing it at the feet of the apostles. And Ananias and Sapphira try to imitate that. But the real issue here is one of stewardship. They had stewardship of their own land. They could sell it, they could rent it out, they could not use any of it for the purposes of the church. But they had a misunderstanding of their standing with God. They didn't see exactly where they stood because of Jesus alone. And they thought, well, if we do this and we give what appears to be a great gift and look at how everybody looks at Joseph and how he's got this cool nickname and look at how he's respected. And maybe if we just present a similar gift and do that same sort of practice, then people will respect us the same way. Perhaps that's what's going on. And that's kind of where I tend to think, that they didn't understand, first of all, their standing with God, their fellowship with God, that vertical aspect of fellowship, completely complete for the sake of Jesus Christ. And then the horizontal aspect of fellowship, fellowship together, horizontal among Christians. They didn't understand that they had been bought by the blood of Jesus and brought into fellowship with one another in the body of Christ. And so they kind of perceived it as a competition of sorts, and they misused and abused this concept of stewardship. Stewardship is the understanding that God has entrusted us with certain aspects of His everything, that our foundational idea, of course, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, and God has entrusted the management of some of His everything into our hands, and we respond to His grace, and we bring praise to Him, and we use a portion of that wealth that He has entrusted into our hands for the upbuilding of His church and for the ministry of His church. And it's not a competition. I mean, Joseph called Barnabas, that Levite from Cyprus, and Ananias and Sapphira, as long as they were believers, were completely united in faith and had the same access to God. It's not a competition among believers. but rather each believer considers what he or she has been given by God and considers how he or she might use some of that earthly wealth and that earthly talent, time, influence for the sake of the gospel. How could I serve my Lord during my 70 or 80 years here as God gives me the strength? How can the time and the money that I've been given serve God as well? Because really, when that saying time is money, and it kind of goes the other way too, money is time. The money that God has entrusted to us represents a portion of the time that we have invested in our work. And with the understanding that the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, God doesn't need your money to run his church. But he delights to receive it from you as a free offering, as a free response to his grace. And so the issue with Ananias and Sapphira, first of all, did they really understand God's grace? And second of all, did they understand stewardship? That stewardship isn't a competition among who ranks as, you know, the highest giver, the lowest giver, or whose name is on whatever aspects or items have been donated to the church. Stewardship is between the Christian and God, where the Christian sincerely considers God's grace and says, how can I thank you? How can I return a portion of God's everything back to him? And how can I use the earthly wealth that God has given to me to win eternal friends for myself? That's from the one of Christ's parables, where he talks about using earthly wealth to win permanent friends for ourselves in heaven. And the contrast that Jesus draws there is really the contrast between wealth that only lasts for this world as opposed to eternity, which lasts forever. And when we talk about investments, whether it's a mutual fund, your 401k, Roth IRA, 403b, fill in the blank, there's really no greater return than to know that a portion of the wealth that God entrusted to us during our time here on earth was used in ministry so that God's word may be proclaimed to somebody either here or on the other side of the world, so that God's church would be built up through the training of pastors and teachers, and so each congregation continues to carry out the work of evangelism, the work of inviting others to join our fellowship, so that they too could enjoy this vertical fellowship between themselves and God and horizontal fellowship among believers. And so Ananias and Sapphira, yeah, it's kind of a cautionary tale, but it's really sad because it seems that they didn't really understand why they were where they were, didn't really understand why it was that they were members of God's church and how to advance in God's church, that it's not a competition, but rather a question of look at your own life and consider what God has given to you. And what did it lead them to do? That lack of understanding, that need for teaching and need for growth, led them to lie to God. Peter highlights that they lied directly to the Holy Spirit. And you'll notice here that the Holy Spirit is listed as being equal to God, that he's not some lesser form of God, or he's not some different being. You have lied to the Holy Spirit, you have lied to God. And so as we go about our day, as you go about your day, you consider first and foremost how much God has given to you just in waking up today, in a heart that he keeps beating, within a building and a home that he has kept safe from the elements and reasonably warm. And he's given you a vocation. He's made you his own child. He's adopted you into his family. And he says, dear friend, you have the sort of privilege that people outside of the Christian faith can only dream of. You have the privilege of praying to God and having him listen and answer according to your best interest in mind. You have the knowledge that the Lord who owns everything has entrusted a portion of that into your hands. And you know that the purpose of this life is not to simply try to rack up the biggest score so that when their funeral rolls around, everybody would be able to say, wow, this person must have been successful. Look at his or her wealth and look at what they accumulated. You know that your purpose in life is greater than that, to share in the preaching of the gospel, share in the ministry of the gospel, that many more may come to know this Jesus. And that's the sort of investment that surpasses any return that you could ever make, even in the stock market. And so the value that God has placed on you is the value of his son's life. The blood of God has redeemed you from sin. That's how much God treasures you. And then he says, I trust you so much that I entrust into your hands a portion of my everything. Now invest it as wisely as you can. You can find us Sunday morning at 9 a.m. at 2250 South Hollandsylvania Road in Maumee. You can also find us on Instagram. Just search for @RaisedWithJesus. Same handle as Twitter, Raised with Jesus. God bless your day.